turn it up and jump in the deep end on Perspectives with Ashley Burgess. The water's warm and there's a swim-up bar. Glass of Perspective, anyone? Now, here's Ashley.
Welcome back. Hey, you know, several of my present and present clients actually at this time, as well as my friends, are going through a timeless issue, an issue that it seems affects everybody. No matter how old you are, no matter how long you have been settled and have a job, for most part, Americans are going through the motions. The motions of making money to survive, sometimes more than survive, to support their family and to support themselves. Many people feel lost. They feel like they don't know themselves because they never actually lived for themselves. Most Americans took a job of security and never got to pursue their passions. Until now, they kept sweeping this need under the rug of their subconscious. But now at this time, they are realizing that they aren't happy and that they don't know really who they are anymore. For that matter, the question that comes to mind of many people, no matter what their age, is what do I want to do when I grow up? Tonight's guest is world-renowned Dr. Bruce Goldberg. He's a doctor that specializes in hypnotherapy. CBS News stated, Dr. Goldberg teaches his patients to access their higher self. They can then explore their past and future. Oprah has said that Dr. Bruce Goldberg helps people relive their past life experiences. Everyone from George Norrie, Tom Snyder, to Maury Povich sings the praises of this man. Dr. Goldberg, I am thrilled to have you on tonight. Good evening, sir.
Well, Ashley, it's a pleasure to be on your show for the first time and to hopefully educate your audience as to how they can take charge of their life, a technique, or let's just say a way of describing my work is what I call psychic empowerment, using your subconscious mind, your psychic part, to take charge of your life, to be empowered and to remove all fears and to accomplish your goals. And just like the old Army commercial, be all you could be.
Could you explain to our listeners, how do you become empowered?
Well, first thing you have to do is remove fear. We live in a world where people are frightened of everything, the economy, terrorism, you name it. They're being brainwashed to be insecure, to be politically correct, to walk through life with eggshells, as I call it. And that's not the way we're supposed to be. So fear is a very, very critical factor. That's the first thing you need to overcome, or anybody does. And this, of course, will improve your self-image and self-confidence to do so. So fear is something you want to deal with first. And I'm going to go into some exercises how they can do this, but just think of it this way. Fear is a destructive and limiting state of mind that manifests itself as an emotion. It is a result of negative programming and can be removed by self-hypnosis. Some people describe fear as an invisible force of negative and insecurity. That's an exaggeration of reality in a negative fashion, okay? Mm-hmm. So we can control and eliminate it. Fear discourages initiative. It encourages procrastination, anxiety, panic attacks, results in indecisiveness, depression, and immobilizes people, and et cetera. So basically, what you want to do is, how do you do this? Well, the first thing you want to do is you want to do this. In hypnosis, we're dealing with the subconscious mind. Right?
Right.
This is a medical fact. This is not something that was made up by somebody. Medically, this is called an alpha brainwave level. This is a subconscious. Some people call it the soul, philosophically or theologically. That's fine. But it's a subconscious mind. Now, in addition to having a subconscious, which is energy now, it's energy that occupies our body. Think of it as the life force. The Easterners would call this the prana. The Indians would call this the prana, the life force. That's what the soul is. You take the soul out of a body and you've got somebody who's going to decompose right in front of you, okay? So you also, in addition to having the soul or the subconscious mind, you also have its perfect counterpart, which is called the higher self. Plato called this the superconscious mind. And this is the perfect part of your awareness, which if you work with it, it's your best advisor, it's your best therapist, it's your best everything you want to consider, and it's you. So there's no codependency. You see, that's the key issue. You want to eliminate codependency. For example, here's some of the things that people do that just would show them that they need to do something different and to go through what I call rechanging your whole awareness. I call this the new you technique. You're actually becoming a different person. People have a tendency to avoid responsibilities, to complain, to worry about the future, to fear the unknown, to procrastinate, etc., to be a critic rather than a doer. All right. So what you want to do is you want to be an empowered person by using hypnosis and self-hypnosis. In fact, I'm going to show how your listeners can very simply use self-hypnosis. I have a website which has 5 exercises on it. And the website is www.dr, that's D as in David, R as in Robert, and then you spell my name, BRUCEGOLDBERG.com. And it has 5 different exercises which anyone can use. And if by doing so, you can actually go into a natural hypnotic level, which is characterized by, think of it as a daydream. You know, when you're driving on the freeway, and you're passing by a routine exit on the way to work or school or whatever your routine activity is, you don't realize and remember every single exit on the freeway, okay? What you're doing is you're in a daydreaming level. That's actually a hypnotic trance. That's medically an alpha brainwave, which is what hypnosis is. It's very scientific. So basically, we go through this 4 hours during the waking day. Daydreams, driving in a car, watching television, looking at the computer, baking cookies, playing video games, whatever you're doing, sending text messages out, whatever. Anytime you focus your concentration, and especially when you're relaxed, what you're doing is you're now in a natural daydream level. And we have this by, you know, God or Mother Nature, whatever you want to consider it, gives us this so that we can de-stress ourselves so that we don't die of a heart attack every day. And in addition to using that state of mind without compromising its life-preserving functions, we can now use this to access into the subconscious to improve our memory, our concentration, to build up our self-image, and most importantly, from my perspective, is to access the perfect part of your soul's awareness that we call the higher self. If you do that, you win. And what I'd like to do for your listeners to make life easier for them, I gave my website out, and I wrote a book called Custom Design Your Own Destiny, which goes into all the details about this and has many exercises. And if your listeners are interested and order my book from my website, I will give them a free CD, which I call the Superconscious Mind Tap, which is a self-hypnosis exercise, which will guide them into hypnosis and train them to access their higher self so they can actually do the techniques that we're discussing in detail without having to memorize scripts or do anything fancy. They can just pop in a CD, put some headphones on, all the instructions come with it, and they can actually do the techniques themselves. So let's say they actually do this. What are some of the characteristics of empowered people? Remember, we're supposed to be empowered. Most people aren't. If you're empowered, you're not going to have any of these problems.
Okay, wait, let me ask you a question. So the whole concept of being empowered, when you're empowered, you have to get past fear, you have to get past depression, you have to get past anger, resentment, but also you have to be able to move past the idea that you might not have the skills to do something that you would like to do. So how do you explain that to our listeners of having to get past that? I mean, does this concept allow you to alleviate all those necessary fears and thoughts? I mean, because we can't just change everything to love immediately.
Sure. Let's say that you've got somebody who's 55 years old, overweight, and wants to play for the Texas Rangers next spring. Okay, that's not going to happen. So what happens is your higher self can arrange, if you access your higher self and you give it, let's say, an affirmation about a goal like, I would like to get a new career, I'd like to improve my job, maybe change careers. I work with a lot of people with career changes. Your higher self, by requesting that assistance and, of course, building up your self-image so that you can be, shall we say, a better candidate in an interview, your higher self can then arrange opportunities where the new job or the advancement in your current job, or it could be a relationship, whatever you're trying to do, can become a reality. So the higher self is always the key. The higher self is the perfect part of your soul's energy. It doesn't get any better than that.
So the concept of a career change has to be within your higher self as far as the fact that something that you can actually honestly be able to achieve. So your higher self would tell you, yes, I can't play for the Miami Dolphins. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, well, I mean, you don't need a higher self to tell you that. You know, I mean, you know, there's common sense involved too. But this is the difference. Look, anybody can apply for a new job or try to change career. Most of the time, they're going to fail, or they're going to be in a job that they hate. Most Americans today work at jobs they do not like. They would rather do something else. Okay. Interesting enough, there was a CNN study about people's attitude towards their job and their free time. And what the study showed was that this is actually an ABC News and Wall Street Journal study. 50% of the workforce would choose a new line of work if they had a chance. The CNN Time survey showed that 65% of people spend their leisure time in things they'd rather not be doing. So that's a formula for disaster when that happens. So the higher self is the key. Now, The higher self will help you to get the right kind of job that you will like, that you're qualified for, and an opportunity where it's available, so you won't be collecting unemployment insurance, where you can actually get a job and one that you like. See, I believe in passion. I have passion in everything I do. If you don't have passion for things in life, you're going to be depressed. You're going to be compulsive. You're going to overeat or smoke or whatever, argue with your spouse, whatever you're going to do. It's going to be dysfunctional. So to me, loving what you're doing is very, very critical, and most people fail that test miserably. But let's talk a little bit about what empowered people are like. When you use these techniques, empowered people never procrastinate. They don't waste their time wishing that they had not done something. They do it. They're doers rather than critics or just procrastinators. They can admit making mistakes. You know, I'm a doctor, but my pencils have erasers. I'm human, okay? They can lose the ego issue is what that means, too. They are free from guilt and worry, and those are major factors. Guilt is associated with depression, fearing or considering or overcompensating for past events, and worries about fears of the future. That's anxiety. On a psychotherapeutic level.
When I deal with some clients, the concept is the idea of happiness, and sometimes because they have swept their goals and desires under that subconscious rug for so long, they don't really even know what they want to do, and they don't even know what will make them happy. What are your thoughts on that?
Well, that's true. Let me complete my list first so we have a foundation, because your listeners may not have the background that you and I have. So empowered people are free from guilt and worry, as I discussed. Any potential setback is looked upon as an obstacle to overcome, not as a problem or something to get depressed about. Business plans are constructed on a win-win-win basis. Everybody wins, not win-lose, which most people tend to do these days. Empowered people function on high energy, are truly excited, passionate about everything they do. They do not need to be loved by everyone, okay? They're not afraid to fail. They don't blame others. They help others and themselves to assign responsibility where it belongs. In other words, they're not afraid to delegate. They're creative. They encourage spiritual growth in others as well as themselves. They're open to change and new paradigms. They're never satisfied with the status quo, always looking for more and for a better opportunity or to increase the quality of what they're doing. They're healthy and always look younger than the chronological age. Now, those are characteristics of empowered people. And that may sound very ideal and very unattainable, but let me tell you something. Anyone can do this. If I can do this, and my patients, thousands of them that I work with, I've worked with over 16,000 patients can do it, anyone can do it. Now, the people that I work with that do have the problems represent three major characteristics: poor self-image, self-defeating sequences, I call them, like procrastination, self-sabotage is another term, and then a history of victimization. You obviously want to overcome that. The easiest way to overcome that is to access, again, your higher self. And so this is not something that's difficult to do. Anyone can do it. There's no educational requirement or prerequisite for this. This is something that, like I say, anyone with motivation, you have to be motivated to do this, of course. You can't be forced to do this. But if you use simple techniques, self-hypnosis has been around for 50,000 years. It goes back to shamanism. Okay, it's not complicated, very simple to do, and it's perfectly safe because it's a natural part of our awareness. We go through natural hypnosis for 4 hours during the waking day, the examples I gave earlier, as well as 3 hours at night you're in the dream or REM cycle, we call this, the rapid eye movements characterized in what's called the dream cycle, and that's 7 hours a day. So one-third of your life as an adult is spent in hypnosis. The question is, what do you use it for? Most people use it just to de-stress themselves, which is fine, keeps you alive, but they don't do it necessarily to improve their quality of life, which is what I'm training people to do. So, and this also includes things like optimistic thinking, thinking positively. Our society is very negatively programmed. News items, you listen to the media, with all due respect to radio stations, TV, the internet, whatever. People are just programmed to always think of what's the worst that can happen. The Murphy's Law mentality.
No, you're right. And that's the thing I've seen a lot of times on the news. It's like people watch CNN over and over again and watch the negative, back and forth news.
And you don't grow. Let me tell you why. I will fail every current events quiz you can give me, because let me tell you why I don't like current events. I mean, you're going to be aware. If something is really big and important, you're going to hear about it, okay? But if you deal with these picayune facts, you're going to forget about the following day. They're always negative, so it's only going to get you angry or depressed. You're not going to. You may be the hit of a cocktail party, but who cares? Because if it depresses you and if it makes you obsessive and fear-based, and if you want to duct tape your door every day, you know,
it makes you feel powerless. It makes you feel powerless to the world because you feel like you can't do anything to change what's happening in this world. And that's the wrong position to be in if you're trying to be empowered, is to not feel that you can't go to a movie now because somebody's going to kill you, or there's nothing you can do, or your vote doesn't count. And that's what watching the news every day, 24/7, is going to get you.
Yeah, now let's talk a little bit about some exercises that you
Let's start with those exercises when we get right back. We need to take a break for the station. But when we get back, listeners, please stay tuned to us. We'll have a great techniques that Dr. Goldberg's going to explain to us about how to be more empowered and how to achieve the goals that we desire. We'll be right back.